Tax-free weekend coming up on the way. Friendly reminder if you're in the market for...
Yes, your jorts.
I think they're included. We'll get to that. But right now, for the rest, let's get you caught up on that. Lone Star Love and some of those Texas topics. It wrapped up about 4 o'clock, I want to say, yesterday afternoon after... estimated that it wasn't going to wrap up until early next week. But well done, City of Granbury and the city services right there. So that big old water main break that happened right there at Business 377 near the Brazos River Bridge, or as I heard an AI announcer call it on a computer spot, the Brazos River. Come on, guys. Yeah, anyway, that was fixed ahead of time. They had to get some parts that were from way out or something to this effect. It was a little more intricate than it should have been, perhaps. But the staff worked all the way through the weekend, and they said as of yesterday, all water usage returns back to normal, all water restrictions lifted, water main fixed. Feel free to go wash your cars willy-nilly or have other people wash your cars or just go to the one in many car washes that are available for you. So, and this is in time for Fox and Friends to show up. They're down there in the Granbury Square this morning. They did a little spot, I believe, at 6:30. They're going to do another one coming up here inside the Nut House right off the square at 7:30. I do believe that will be a private breakfast with the mayor and the like and the Fox and Friends. So, intimate friends. Just in time. So, good thing they fixed the water main. Well done, Granbury. Also, just in time for a Will It Float Thursday tomorrow. And, yeah, I mean, we can't do water restrictions with that going on.
Will it float?
Here's a fun fact for you weather enthusiasts out there. So, it came out yesterday that a line of thunderstorms, and there have been so many since the spring going into summer, that they're hard to keep track of. But the one that rolled through on August 4th, so just a few days ago, produced the highest wind gust ever recorded at DFW Airport. This happened at 4:40 a.m. So this would be the morning of the 4th, Monday morning. And it not far before the show started, recorded a wind gust at DFW Airport of 89 mile an hour. And that surpasses the wind gust. Now, just keep in mind, this is the official ratings place at the DFW airport, not just like over the area and stuff. Of course, we've had tornadic activity and things, but that beats a record that was set all the way back in 1985, and it was a wind gust of 81 miles an hour. And if you were around back then, that led to the crash in one of like the only airline incidents ever here in North Texas, Delta Airlines Flight 191. So both of these events were due to a microburst. So that's that big whoosh of air. Pretty small, too, and it pretty short. Usually lasts between 5 and 15 minutes, but very, very strong. So it's micro everything now. The microbursts will get you. The microplastics will get you. And we're getting ready for major
back to school.
As we said, tax-free weekend starting this weekend. Getting you ready for it. Couple of collegiate notes. Tarleton, ranked as one of America's best colleges. Congratulations. And TCU making waves as they announced a couple of days ago that they will be offering free tuition at TCU for some Texas undergrads starting in 2026. It's conditional, of course. Financial assistance for food, housing, qualifying students for the new TCU for Texans program. You got to be in certain brackets, too. You must be a Texas resident, first-year undergraduate, and families that earn $70,000 or less. So there's a couple of other things, but, hey, might have a chance to go to TCU right there. And for those Fort Worth ISD school kids that are going back for 15 campuses this year, 15 of Fort Worth, not all of them, but 15 Fort Worth ISD schools. Some middle, many elementary schools will have to go a full month longer than every other kid in town and in the area. So they approved this plan, and it is, quote, to help students retain learning and get ahead for the next school year. And these are underperforming schools. They also say they're doing it
to help the staff and the teachers give them more time to prepare. So the school had a failing grade, and now everybody's grounded. And that's how it works in detention, guys. Take the bull by the horns. We mentioned this, the Dallas Cowboys kicking off their preseason this Saturday in L.A., and the Mavs will kick off their preseason coming up October 6th, their first ever trip and swim to a court in Fort Worth. Dallas Mavericks will open up. This will be preseason game number one against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Monday, October 6th, Dickies Arena. This will be the first of four preseason games before then they kick off the regular season mid-October. And tickets for this game will go on sale tomorrow for the general buying public at DallasMavericks.com, NBA, yada, yada, DickiesArena.com as well. So this will be our first actual look at the young Wunder kid, Cooper Flagg. It'll be Flagg Day right here in Fort Worth. Go Mavs. I'm glad they realized that Fort Worth exists. Also on sale today, the Grand Prix of Arlington, the inaugural IndyCar race that'll take place on the streets of Arlington. This coming up next March. It's going, and I want to see how they do this, because it's going all around the areas that's around Jerry World AT&T Stadium. It wraps around Globe Life Field and then comes back around and goes right in front of the Walmart. So I don't know if they're shutting down the Walmart there in front of AT&T Stadium or what, but the tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. My dad's going to try to buy them for us, and that should be fun, my dad trying to buy tickets online. And then, finally, you may have heard about Matthew Engel. Fort Worth resident Matthew Engel has now officially won a year's supply of Dr. Pepper. The prize was awarded by the Dr. Pepper Museum, wonderful place in Waco, part of its annual giveaway, and he is the last of three winners to receive the prize this year. And the museum staff personally delivers the Dr. Pepper to the winners. So, Fort Worth resident Matthew Engel, a year's supply of Dr. Pepper. As Gene Wilder and Willy Wonka said, Charlie, do you know what happened to the boy that got everything he ever wanted? He lives happily ever after.
Buddy, waking up with KB and Heather Lee.